Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. Let's see what we have for good news here. Yeah, let's raise our hands. You know, looking up to the sky. Satellites that we have, you know, we're always talking about all the space junk, things that are traveling around the planet at sometimes 240, 250, 290 miles above the surface. And then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, you know, you have the TuneIn, that's what it is, and so many other places. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales, and each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, yeah?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and it's all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them. It's astounding.
So do they tell them? They don't signal the whale to move.
Yeah.
They must be signaling.
There's like a light, and it's like, please stop here. Take a
Yes, right. Yeah, hold your horses. We'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from, a satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, you know, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants to find you, they can find you. Your phones,
Exactly. A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you're going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, what was it, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, so they can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around, and so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of that we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000-400,000 years old, and the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for Space Tech. Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today there are many families who give their children responsibility.
And there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, yeah, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says,
"They're
congratulations.
Offering
$50,
yeah.
Yeah, right. If you're reading this, you got $50. But here's the catch," the note continues. "However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot." And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
There you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. When he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time."
Mm-hmm.
It's really, because that's, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? Do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down, don't have too many shoes down by the door, take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his...
Does he? What does he do?
Yeah. He has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But he does do that. He has a chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah. I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then, that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. Here's a girl who's 7 years old, had a good birthday. She's a winner. She found a beautiful diamond in a state park. While celebrating her birthday, one of the biggest diamonds found anywhere this year, name is Aspen Brown, located a 2.95-carat golden brown diamond while visiting Crater of the Diamonds, the state park.
Murfreesboro. Where do we sign up?
Where do we sign up for a trip down there? She and her father, grandmother... They were playing around the park. She got hot. She wanted to sit down for a minute. So she walked over to some of the big rocks. And next thing that the father knew, she was running saying, Dad, I found something. As this diamond, how much is this thing worth? What is this kind of a diamond? You know about that. I think
I'm not sure. I'm not sure because it's not colorless. It's brown, but it's really pretty. I mean, it is really pretty. And I think they were doing some kind of construction or doing an irrigation system, but it sent some of these pieces up. And normally people can go and find small stuff, but this was one of the larger, this was on the larger side of being found.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it's got to be an interesting birthday conversation anyway, right? It's got to have some value. You found it, and so is it finders keepers there?
Yeah, they this is what the state park is. That state park is known for, that you can go and kind of like some of those beaches where they have the sea glass and people go and collect the sea glass. Yeah.
But look at this, Jay. 35,000 diamonds have been found in the park in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Largest diamond ever found, a 40-carat gemstone dubbed Uncle Sam, was found in the same state park in 1924. It wasn't a state park then, but found here at this location. Wow-wee.
Yeah. And most of them that are found there are that brown, golden color.
Yeah. So is that are those not worth as much as the clear ones?
I don't think so, because they're more common.
Cubans,
I think it's just about how rare they are. Yeah.
Anybody really even? Honestly, can you tell the difference? If somebody came to you and said, okay, here's the diamond, and it wasn't, but it looked like a diamond, could you tell that it was cubic zirconium or whatever the thing is that people use to replace a real diamond?
I don't think so, but I think
is that man-made?
Is
the cubic zirconium?
That's man-made. I think it's one of those things of one of them has a little bit more of a, it's not as like clearish white. It almost has like a silverish clearish. Okay. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But a trained person would easily be able to identify any stone and whether or not it's fake. Like, what's the one? Oh, turquoise. A lot of times the turquoise people buy, it's not turquoise. It's howlite or another one that I can't think of the name that is dyed blue.
Ah.
If you have turquoise, it could be fake.
The lesson in this for me is, here's this youngster who has a great experience on her birthday and then has something to talk about and share and thinks that she's lucky. And I think, you know, me and my thoughts are things. If you think you're lucky, you're going to be lucky. I'm not sure whether you'd be lucky enough to win the lottery, but you're going to be lucky. You're going to be guided, guarded, and protected through your life. And that's really a very cool thing. The best hope for one as one grows, this young lady, hopefully she will thrive, not just survive as she goes through her life. She has something to manifest now. This is something she never planned on having that experience. So she was going there with her folks for her birthday, and then look at this.
Yeah.
So something unknown and something that she hadn't manifested because she wasn't thinking about it. But now that you think about it, what do you think you can manifest? That's where I would go if I was thinking about what happens next.
Something. She found a big something.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time for Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show fame. Yes, fame and fortune has been his because he likes dogs. He likes pets. Imagine turning liking pets into becoming a digillionaire, big-time broadcaster for the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com. And see, I can say that because you and I are friends, and I can get away with most anything with friends. You can say things about me, and I can say things about you. And they may be fuzzy, little, sometimes facts are fuzzy. Facts are amazing things, aren't they? It's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder. I'll tell you one thing, though, that is cool. Literally, at this time of year, we have a pet adoption going on at the farm. We have several different events this year, but I also see other places that are adding pet adoptions. New pets come in every week, and if you're looking for a new fuzzy friend, I'm betting you can find one of these things almost anywhere. Right, Warren?
Absolutely.
People are so conscious of this now.
They are, and I think a lot has to do with finally it's being publicized that, you know, adopting a dog or adopting a cat is a great thing to do. And I always get the calls from the person that says to me, you know, Warren, I love dogs. I grew up with a schnauzer, and that's what I want. I want a schnauzer. Should I go bright? 25% of all dogs at shelters and rescues across America are purebred dogs. Plus the fact, if you go to any of the breed clubs, the Schnauzer Club of America, they have rescues there as well. So there's always a way, even if you want a purebred dog for whatever reason, I have no idea what my dogs look like. I fell in love with the inside, not the outside. So yeah. The bottom line is when you adopt a dog, you know, look beyond what they look like. I mean, there are so many great dogs out there for adoption. You know, after a day or two, who cares what they look like? You're in love with them. So that's, you know, but it's a good, you hit the nail on the head, Doug. There are more dogs and cats being adopted now. Also, on the other end of the spectrum, though, during COVID, a lot of people did adopt dogs and cats, and a lot of them have been returned, which I cannot possibly understand how a person could take a dog or a cat into their house
selfish
and return it. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
So my daughter's looking for a poodle, a purebred poodle.
Yeah.
And they've gone to the same route to find, her husband is allergic, so the poodle that they had for a while that belonged to Tony, my former wife, died. And then the dog that they had, that they got from a place here in New England, died a few months ago. And so now they want to get another one. And they've looked around and they haven't found a good source, whether it be adoption
Apparently, they're very popular and hard to get, poodles. Is that true? Is there one of those poodle adoptions? I'm sure they've looked around.
What I would tell them to do is I would tell them, where do they live? What area?
They live in Mar Vista.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just go to Poodle Rescue of Southern California.
Really?
Google Poodle Rescue of Southern California. There'll be some in Southern California, Northern California, Central California. And I'm sure...
I don't think they've done that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of poodles out there for adoption, you know, or just, there's also other breeds. There's Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels. So
we had one of those.
Has hair.
I will tell you something. The Portuguese water dog that we had when the kids were small was one of the most wonderful beings I ever remember encountering in my life.
Well, let me tell you about Portuguese water dogs.
Oh, my God, what a great dog.
Case de Agua, that's what they're called, Case de Agua. The first Portuguese water dog that came to the United States came in the 70s to a Mrs. Miller in Farmington, Connecticut. I worked with the dog, and I worked with the Portuguese water dogs when they were very, very rare. And, in fact, one of the dogs I worked with made the cover of, I'm bragging, the Life magazine, towing a boat on Long Island. Amazing breed of dog. But they also, the reason that they're okay with allergies, and there's no such thing as a totally hyperallergenic, is because they have hair versus fur. That's the big difference. But a lot of people are allergic to the dander. A lot of people are allergic to dander, and with cats, it's saliva. Saliva is a big thing with cats and allergies. So, you know, what I would do is I would go to Poodle Rescue of Southern California, and they'll guide you. I'm sure there's plenty of poodles out there that need a home.
I'm going to pass that along. Here's the story of an Army veteran named Christy Gardner, who lost both of her legs while she was on duty in Afghanistan, struggled with feeling useless until she found inspiration. The service dog that she had that saved her life now has inspired her to match veterans in need of service dogs on their own. The service dog, sometimes I guess they sort of in or out of duty, and then what do you do with them? So she's now been the coordinator, become the coordinator of putting these former service dogs with former service members, which I thought was kind of a cool thing, talking about finding homes for dogs.
Yeah, I work with an organization called For Veterans' Sake, and what they do is they find dogs that may have served in Afghanistan, and they hook them up with veterans here. What a great combination they do make, though.
Yeah, that is. Right. She's done 13 service dogs so far. She trains them and then finds homes for them. I think that's so laudable. Therapy dogs, you know, what do they need? No skill except being a great dog.
There you go.
Much anything else. All right, well, congratulations there. And congratulations to Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. It's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says
the savage attacks that Hamas perpetrated against innocent Israelis are mind-boggling. Slaughtering families in their homes, massacring hundreds of young people at an outdoor festival.
He vows that Israel's actions against enemies will resonate for generations. The death toll nears 1,200 with thousands injured on both sides. Amidst the ongoing conflict in Israel, U.S. airlines like American Airlines, United, Delta Air have halted flights to Tel Aviv. Investigators looking into the improper storage of more than 100 bodies at a Colorado funeral home are working to establish contact with the families affected. It's in Penrose, which is about 30 miles southwest of Colorado Springs. Officials confirmed Friday that Fremont County Coroner's Office is working to identify the bodies, but that process could take several months. That's the very latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. So earlier this week, we played the Father's Day match game, asking you and sort of reiterating this because it might be a nice exercise to have on Sunday when you're with your dad. What's your father's favorite movie? What's his favorite television program? Great conversation. For those of you who find it hard to talk to your fathers for whatever the reason, and let's face it, there are people who have a tough time talking to their dads. Most of the time that's brought about by the fathers being kind of a stick in the mud or not really knowing how to communicate for whatever the reason. I think what brings it about, without, in my experience, if you have a tough time relating to your children or to your spouse, it's because you don't understand what fathering is all about or being a husband is all about. Fear. People, men who fear becoming fathers, men, people who fear becoming husbands, there's sort of an expectation, and I think men create this on their own. Tell me if you agree or disagree with this, Jay, that they're supposed to be perfect. I know that oftentimes I have felt, in terms of my own fathering of my children, there were times when my children put me in a position of feeling less than adequate when they were younger. And then the talk about perfection. It wasn't, the word wasn't used, but that was what, you know, the, what's the perfect father? I don't know. I think it has to do with what people discern as perfection. And so if you're trying, if you think your father needs to be perfect, you're probably not looking at it the right way, because there's no, you're not perfect, nor is your father, nor is your mother. Maybe you think that they're the perfect, and maybe they are for you, but they're far from perfect. And that's not the way that, you, that I don't think, anyway.
Well, no, and you ask children what they remember from different things, and more often than not, it's whether or not they showed up and playing with them. You ask any child who just went on vacation with their family what their favorite part was. And it's 9 times out of 10 going to be something along the lines of mommy or daddy played with me. Mommy and daddy played with me. It's mm-hmm. something along that. It always comes down to the quality time.
Yep.
And the attention.
So if I said to you, Jay, what's the best thing your father ever taught you, what would you tell me?
Oh, to pinpoint one lesson? I don't know. He's taught me so many things. Don't brag on yourself, because anything brag-worthy, someone else will brag for you.
That's very good.
If you are the smartest person in the room, get out of that room immediately.
That's perfect. I like that.
Oh, and treat everybody as equal, because no matter who people are or what people do for a living, we are all the same down deep to our core.
So maybe another way of asking this question, this is an exercise, obviously, for everybody that's listening. This is why we're doing it. Another way of asking that question is, what's the greatest gift your father ever gave to you? Is it a teachable moment? Is it something to do with your sister?
Lessons, yes.
Yeah.
What about you, Doug?
In what regard, Jay?
What is the best lesson your father has ever taught you?
My father was a distant guy. And he didn't have, and I don't mean to sound negative, he taught me how to not do stuff. Does that make sense? But I didn't know it at the time. We mimic our parents. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, early on, I don't know that I connected with my father particularly. There were times that we connected and times that we didn't. He was an orphan. He didn't have a clue about relationships, whether it be to his wife, my mother, or to us. You know, but maybe that's true of all of us. We don't have, there's no book that teaches us how to be a father or how to be a parent. I think that he tried as best he could to under, he was very confused by the role, I think. And so it was, I don't know. I mean, I get emotional when I think about it, but then when you ask me the question that way, I can't come up with one thing. He taught me how to shake hands and be sincere that way. Matter of fact, I said that to a friend of mine. I had a meeting with a couple last night, and the wife has a very firm handshake, and I did talk about my father teaching me how he felt it was a sign of sincerity that if you shake hands firmly, then you mean it and you're a person of your word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, you know, you ask me, I'm digging around in my mind for things that I remember. But I was taught how to drive. I mean, most of my lessons in life were on the farm, and my father didn't have a connection to the farm. He had a connection to athletics and stuff. He played professional baseball, professional football. He was a boxer. He was a lot of things that I never related to. He didn't understand my love of the farm, gardening. He didn't understand my connection to tractors because he didn't have any connection to them himself. I get that. I had a contest once when I was... I was Cincinnati. I can't remember where I did this, but I saved a letter. I had a contest looking for the greatest dad in America. So it must have been, and I'm looking at this letter that came from New Bern, North Carolina. The lady's name was Linda Williams. I wonder, I wrote on the note that she sent me a wonderful, wonderful creation. She writes, I've never known what it was like not to have a have the peace of mind that I have, the safe, clean home that I came home to every day. I was welcomed at home. I always had paper and pencil and lunch money. I had birthday celebrations, Christmas presents, and stockings. I had a beaming face in the audience. My father was always so proud of me. He was there at the science fair. He bought me a cowgirl suit. He always gave me a ride home. He read to me. He comforted me when I was sick. When I wanted to go to camp, he said, "What camp do you want to go to?" When I wanted to go to the movies, my father said, "What movie do you want to go see?" When I wanted to go to college, my father wanted to know, "What college did I want to go there?" My father expected me to do my best, to do my fair share of what needs to be done, and to acknowledge that there is something greater than me. And I was, because of that, very proud of my dad. So I nominate him for the Best Dad in the World contest, because he always worked very hard to make sure that things that I needed were provided for me, and that included love. He loved me without reservation. He knew about what eternal life was, and he taught me about that. And you can hear in my voice the emotion. This is, this is 1994.
Oh, wow.
Father's Day, 1994, this letter was written to me. So maybe that's a way of thinking about Father's Day. Think about your dad. Father's Day is coming up. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a 2-year-old boy who fell from the second-story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa. She jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second-story window. Kiri Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines, and she spotted a 2-year-old boy throwing items from the second-story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother or the father or some figure? So anyway, she tried
to get into things very fast.
I suppose. Yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one
second.
Yeah,
but the window open, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor. But there's still, there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, right. So she was standing right underneath him, of him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
him. Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. When the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How
and
did the child out of the 6-year-old even
old?
Know how to drive when a lot of us don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually. Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. All right? They don't actually make, most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently, the opportunity came for somebody, this guy's a, what is he, a sophomore in high school? Right? In Michigan? Sophomore.
Very
size
young, so.
23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6'10".
Uh-huh.
He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems, and nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order, and a pair cost over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe. I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And the whole thing went viral to the point where big name companies started donating shoes. And the problem is they can't donate him directly to this teen because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid to play kind of situation.
Yeah.
So they donated it to the school, and then the school gifted it to the teen.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act every time he finds somebody like this. He will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has a Reebok as a sponsor, so apparently they're hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the they're not on the rack either. And you know what they am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands, what that means in a man? Is that crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No clue.
Okay, good. Well, that's refreshing. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this, they're eager to see how I get out of it, because I've just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which one?
The one that's that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh,
James,
okay.
Oh, HR!
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good.
Oh,
we're cutting
it
off.
I can't do that.
We're
okay.
Cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
All right, 43 at the hour, 17 before the new hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Action flicks that is, you know, it's part of the landscape, if you will. Hi, Chuck Curry is here at Movie Moments on Monday. We'll get box office totals in a moment. Why are we acknowledging Under Siege, which was the first of those three Steven Seagal movies, wasn't it?
They only did two. Surprisingly, only two. Well, here's the deal. Under Siege, starring Steven Seagal. Tommy Lee Jones and Gary Busey played the villains. It was directed by Andrew Davis, who did The Fugitive. Came out this day in movie history, October 9th, 1992. It was the most successful film, both critically and financially, in the career of Steven Seagal. They produced it for $35 million, which basically this movie's Die Hard on a ship. Die Hard came out in 88. And then what a lot of studios started doing, hey, let's, you know, this is a good concept. Terrorist takeover, you know, a ship, a train, a high-rise building, whatever, plane, and they did that concept many times, but this was Seagal's most success. $156 million it grossed on a $35 million budget. I think he's good in it, and it's a good concept. The villains are great, and they got a good director. People liked it. I remember seeing this a few times in the theater. Now, he came back. And 3 years later, did Under Siege 2, which took place on a train, didn't do as well. I actually like that film a lot. I find it very entertaining. And I was reading that when he was shooting that film, Seagal, Under Siege 2, he basically would come in every day and rewrite the script. He just rewrote all his own lines. He would point at people and say, I'm going to say this, you say that. So clearly he was very comfortable being completely in charge of what he was doing. Now, by all accounts, many people found him extremely unlikable, very crass. But he did make his mark in feature films in this time period in the 90s. Late 80s, 90s. There's no doubt about it. He had a great screen presence. People, if you like this genre, he had a really good screen presence, and some of his movies were actually really good. This was one of them, probably the best one, Under Siege.
All right. I want to find out what the box office totals were, and we'll do that right after this.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So, Chugga, what did the box office look like this weekend?
Well, the big story was Exorcist Believer, which opened to weak reviews, much to probably the disappointment to the boardroom at Universal Studios. $27 million. Now, considering the film was produced for like $30 million, that's not a bad opening, but the problem, as I stated last week, is Universal paid $400 million for the rights to 3 Exorcist films. I read in The Hollywood Reporter that most likely, although it won't be publicly announced, David Gordon Green, who did the Halloween reboot franchise and now this first installment, most likely will not direct Part 2 and 3 of this rebooted franchise. Where you go from here, to be honest, as I said to you off air, Doug, there's really no story to tell. The story was told in the original Exorcist in 73, which is the greatest horror movie of all time. Paw Patrol plays second, 11.7, $37 million in 2 weeks. Saw 10, round out the top three, 8.1, $32 million, 2 weeks of release. This weekend, you got the Taylor Swift. I don't know if you heard of that Taylor Swift, Doug, but she has this concert. She has this I don't know if Jay's heard of her. Maybe she's heard of her. This concert film coming out Thursday night, which is just supposed to do gangbuster business at the box office.
Yeah.
Every other movie.
There are a lot of pre-sold tickets, too.
That's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Are you going to see it, Doug? I might. Yeah. I'm curious. I might go.
Yeah. Hey. All right. There's a Mean Girls reunion that's been proposed for Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Seyfried, and Lacey, is it Chabert?
Who's proposing it? Who's proposing?
I don't know, the three of them maybe?
Okay.
Reunion? Okay. Right. They want to do a commercial project supposedly together. Right. So, I mean, this goes back to 2004 when they all pretty much first got started, I think. All right, well, we'll see what happens. We'll hold our breath for that one, Chucker.
Hold on.
All right. Yeah, okay, good. 59 after the hour.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.